Today on episode number 376 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/376. We got a Because of My Podcast story. We're going to spotlight a member of the School of Podcasting. We're going to talk a little podcast awards. We're going to talk about how to dip your toe into the podcasting pool without even buying a microphone. And I'm going to answer your podcasting questions, including, do I really need a mixer? Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to producing, all points in between. Along the way, I do my best to bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, and we're going to wipe away all that jargon, all that stuff that leaves you just going, what are they talking about? We're going to flatten the learning curve as I let you know you are never, ever, ever alone in your pursuit of podcasting success. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. Your voice will be heard right here. It's 888-563-3228. You can also click on the little microphone button out of the website, courtesy of SpeakPipe. If you want to get your own SpeakPipe account, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/SpeakPipe. It's free. You can also leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. You know, I like to start off the podcast with either some podcasting news, some podcasting success, and today we've got a Because of My Podcast story. And this Because of My Podcast story is from John Parker. Take it away, John.
Hey, Dave, this is John Parker from the Dance Music Consultant Podcast, and I decided to give you a call to say thanks. About a year ago, I had the bug to start a podcast. It's something I'd thought about several times since way back in 2005, but I just never got it into motion. Instead, I decided to go into internet radio, and that's kind of been, you know, really cool, and it's worked out really well for me. Anyway, I went to iTunes to brush up on podcasting. I came across the School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson, so I downloaded all the episodes I could. And then I listen each and every week for new information to try and stay on top of, you know, the podcasting game. And because of your podcast, Dave, I was motivated and I was educated on what I needed to do to make this all work out. I published my first podcast on Wednesday, and by Friday I was listed in the new and noteworthy section for Dance Music Podcast on iTunes.
Cool.
On Saturday, I'd actually made it to the overall new and noteworthy section. So that's kind of crazy to me, but that's what happened. The advice that you give and the motivation that you give, Dave, it's just tremendous, and it's really helped me out a lot, and it's got me, you know, going on this podcast, and I do appreciate it. So thanks for all you do, Dave. Have a great day.
John, thank you so much. And you're going to have a unique perspective because you've been doing the internet radio thing, and now you're going to be doing the podcast thing. I would love to hear in the future, like a report back, if you can gauge like the kind of interaction you get with your audience from internet radio versus a podcast. I would love to hear that. Speaking of podcasters, always like to spotlight a member of the School of Podcasting. And today we're going to spotlight Kate Luella. She does the Blogger Interviews podcast. And I asked her, I go, you know, what is your podcast about? And she said, I wanted a place for wannabe bloggers to hear from other bloggers how and why they blog. This helps newbies understand how to build their blog idea into a long-term successful blog straight from people who also blog. And you can find this out at blogginginterviewspodcast.com. And I'm actually going to play this right from her website. She's interviewing a guy named RJ Tolson. So let's just kick back and enjoy a little bit of Kate because she's from Down Under. Oops. I'm sorry, I hit the button there, and I started dancing.
Hi, everybody. It's Kate Luella from Blogger Interview Podcast. This is brought to you by productcreatorshub.com, and today I'm very excited to tell you we have an interview with a young chap, and when I say young, he's only 20. So he still can't drink alcohol, I pointed out, because he's from California in Los Angeles in America. And he, really interesting guy. He's a writer. He's an author, obviously. He also runs his own company. He creates music. He's going to release an album soon. He's so young. And I think one of his most impressive accomplishments is his company, which does a lot of charity work and things like that, which we do briefly discuss. And, of course, his writing is his passion at the moment and his focus as well. His current book, Zephyr, The West Wind Final Edition, is part of his Chaos Chronicles, which he's releasing, which will be 5 books. This is the first one. He's got another one coming out soon. And he mentioned that he launched it from this interesting site. I think he called it Wattpad or something. I can't remember what he said, but I'll put it in the show notes. It's a great place where you can actually release chapters and people can see it. And he said that's how his publisher found him. Isn't that interesting? You know, so for people who want to self-publish, if you want to go that way, because I know a lot of people want to self-publish just direct on Amazon, keep all the money, but, you know, he's doing book tours and things like that. So incredibly interesting, guys. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to get straight into the interview. Okay, here's Jay talking about his life and his business. Okay. Wanted to ask you, can I just ask you, what does RJ stand for? Is that like a trade secret or?
No, it stands for Ronald Jr., a second, but I just put junior in there because it made more sense.
Right, okay. Made you sound more junior.
Yeah.
Which you don't have to do either because you're like 18 or something, aren't you?
I just turned 20.
20. Oh, my gosh.
That's what I said. Oh, my gosh. This guy's doing all sorts of stuff. You can find that over at bloggerinterviewspodcast.com. I love the fact that she explains why you should listen, what you're going to get to. And think about it. If you're somebody, like there may be somebody right now listening going, I have no idea why I would listen to an interview of RJ Tolson. But other people are like, man, what was that interview? What was that interview blogger? What was it again, Dave? And I'd be like, it's bloggerinterviewspodcast.com, the spotlight podcast of the week.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Bring the funny or something or entertaining.
Holy crap.
Jump in, I guess. Like, ooh, that's the one I want to hear kind of thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But the fact that you made me wait 3.5 minutes to know what's going on.
Horrible.
And so we don't know these people. This is our first impression. I'm sucked in by the creativity.
This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions.
Okay, great.
But it's going to sound like caca poo-poo. This is part of the problem. This is listed as a comedy where we're almost 50% done with this show.
You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips.
Oh, good God, make it stop.
No, it should be under stupid.
Well, but it's like...
Do they have that category?
Stupid, yeah. Uh-huh. It takes effort to create audio this bad and not be on Blog Talk Radio. But I do like the fact that you're telling a story. I'm kind of bummed that you're reading it to me. I don't know what you do with that. The music at this point is really annoying.
That is 45 minutes of my life I cannot get back.
I don't like to be sold to.
I'm serious.
Total commitment to the voice. They don't drop out a character, give them credit to that. Just can't take the character at this point.
Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, we've got yet another. That's right. It's a bonus track from Steve Stewart. Yet another because of my podcast story. Check this one out. I was like, you know what? This is too good of a story to sit on till next week. I know I always say it takes discipline to not release it, but this is just a cool story, and it's going to tie in very nicely to the next thing I want to talk about. So here, we'll take it away. This is Steve from Money Plan SOS.
Hi, Dave. It's Steve Stewart from the Money Plan SOS podcast, and I wanted to share with you a because of my podcast story. This actually just happened today. I was actually about to start recording my 126th episode when I got a message from somebody on Twitter. They were congratulating me on being a finalist in the Plutus Awards. Now, the Plutus Awards is it's basically the Emmys for financial bloggers. And they do this every year. This is the 4th annual Plutus Awards they'll be doing this year. And they have, you know, they have probably a couple different categories. I was nominated in actually two categories. I'm in two categories as a finalist. One is the best debt-focused personal finance blog, which is exactly what my niche is. But then because of my podcast, I'm in the category for the best multimedia for a personal finance blog. There's no way I would have been in that without the podcast. I do some video on the side, but it's not worthy enough to be in this category. So I have passionate followers. I got friends on Twitter and other social media outlets that apparently they voted for me. They put me into the in the running, and I'm one of the finalists. So, hey, cross your fingers. Maybe I can come back with another story about how I won. But you know what? I'm happy just as it is. So that's my because of my podcast story. Again, this is Steve Stewart from the Money Plan SOS podcast. Dave, love the show. Big fan. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Steve. Super nice guy. I'll actually be talking about Steve here again in a second. It's all day. It's all Steve. And but he did bring up awards, and I thought I would bring up a little award thing that I wanted to talk about, and that is the good old podcast awards, which you can find at podcastawards.com. And if you're a regular listener of the show and you like this show, could you do me a favor? It would be really, really awesome. Doesn't cost you a thing. Cost you about, I don't know, 2 minutes. If you would nominate this show, and here's what you can do. And if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards, I'll have a list of everything here. For technology, this podcast, the School of Podcasting. Under health and fitness, the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. Under religion and inspiration, Feeding My Faith. Under general, Building a Better Dave. And under arts, the Marketing Musician Podcast. I'll have all the information about these over at schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards. And it would just be nice to be nominated. It'd be even nicer to win. But it'd be nice. It's a way to get the word out, help spread the word about the podcast. And if you could do that for me, I will thank you in advance, very, 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 very much.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
All right, you thought you had enough Steve Stewart? Oh, but no. No, no, we're not done with Steve. I want to talk about this. Sounds really weird. I want to talk about this. How do you get into podcasting without buying a microphone? One of the challenges of podcasting is, what am I going to talk about this week? Well, how do you test that? How do you test? How do you know if you have enough? And the answer is simply, start a blog. Start a blog. Why not? Check out this website. Yes, you can podcast too. Yes, you can podcast to TOO.com. And Steve, Mr. Finance, Mr. Money Plan SOS, really, really likes podcasting. And he's like, I just can't stop talking about it. And he started this blog. He was actually on a episode of the Podcasters Roundtable, which we'll be talking about in just a second. But he said, hey, I'm launching this website. And I went over and I checked it out. And it's got things like what is podcasting and 7 questions to ask before you start a podcast and podcasting tips and things like that. But it's not a podcast. In fact, I actually, when this first came out, I went over the website and I go, Steve, is this, and I feel kind of bad. I said, is this just a blog? And he actually emailed me back and I said, we actually got on the phone. And it was really cool because it was just like, hey, just give me a buzz. And Steve was like, wow, it's Dave Jackson. And I'm like, no, it's just me, you know. And we talked about his thing and is it going to be a podcast and it would be cool. And he's just a super nice guy. And it dawned on me, this is a really cool thing to do because part of the challenge of doing a podcast is finding stuff to talk about. And Steve loves to talk about podcasting. And this may eventually turn into a podcast. But right now, it's a pretty decent blog. Oh, gee, thanks for the compliment, Dave. It's pretty decent. It's a really good blog. And it's got articles over there about reasons a podcaster should buy a Keywords domain, He talks about Stitcher downloads, the greatest cost of podcasting. He talks about Isabella Russell. Who isn't talking about Isabella Russell these days? Seriously. How to see iTunes reviews from multiple countries. All sorts of fun stuff. So if you want to add a RSS feed to your reader, go check out Yes You Can Podcast 2. And this is a great way to see how much time it takes to develop content. Now, the fun part is I talk faster than I type. I think that's pretty obvious. And so for me, I think podcasting is a little quicker in some aspects than actually typing things up. But it's a great way to get your skills of content development on a weekly, daily, whatever your schedule is basis. And Steve is a really cool guy. So if you want to check that out, again, last time, yesyoucanpodcast2.com. I mentioned that I was on a podcaster's roundtable. That's where the first time I actually met Steve. And I was on the podcaster's roundtable. And speaking of that, I always like to spotlight anytime I'm on another podcast, I always like to play a snippet. That's a new thing I just started here. And I was on episode 18 with the regular cast of characters. That would be Mr. Ray Ortega from Podcaster's Studio and Mr. Daniel J. Lewis from The Audacity to Podcast. And we had Lisa B. Marshall from lisabmarshall.com. And Lisa had penned an article about when not to podcast. And as you might imagine, I tend to think everybody should start a podcast. We actually did kind of answer that question. And so in this clip, Lisa was saying how she thought it was better to be a blogger and try to collect email addresses. And this was my kind of rebuttal to that. I was saying when you start a blog, it's really hard to connect with people. You don't have that tone of voice. You don't have the personality shining through like you do on a podcast. But here is a clip of me on episode 18 of Podcasters Roundtable, which you can find at podcastersroundtable.com. On one hand, I can have a blog. I can get their email address, but I've now got to fight spam to get to them. There's no tone of voice. There's no personality, unless I'm a good writer, in the writing. So my ability to connect with that person, yes, I have their email address, but are they going to really connect with me now? It's I don't know which one works, because on one hand, I can contact you now, but you don't know me. Or with a podcast, you can get to know me, and if you really want to get to know me, give me your email address, and now it's a slam dunk.
Right, and I do bring that up. That is certainly a way to do that. Again, what's the goal, right? Is it the goal to build relationships and to expand your platform? Is the goal to collect email addresses? What is the specific goal? It all comes back to the goal. To me, it all comes back to the goal. What are you trying to get out of doing the podcast?
There you go. That's podcastersroundtable.com, episode number 18. And while you're over there, if you just can't get enough Steve Stewart, go down and listen to episode number 17, and that's where we were talking about modifying past episodes. Hey, I want to let you know that New Media Expo is pretty much right around the corner, January 4th through the 6th at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to be there speaking with Daniel J. Lewis and Ray Ortega, talking about how to take your audience from hundreds to thousands. Would love to shake your hand. If you plan on attending, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX, and that'll take you right over there. You can order your tickets for that and actually help support the show. That's an affiliate link of mine. So again, if you're thinking of going, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. All right, next up, one of the things that really, if anything will make a podcast stall, it's choosing the opening music. I've seen a couple where they're just like, I just can't find the right track. So I have good news and I have bad news. So the good news, YouTube has put out, I think it was 150 tracks of royalty-free music. The idea is you can use it in your videos, but they pretty much said you can use it anywhere you want. So it's basically free music. So that's the good news. And it's not horrible. Let's find, here's a jazz blues. It's Camagui. Lucky for, oh, let's go blues break. All right. So I'm going to click this. We'll see what it sounds like. Yeah. Right? Kind of makes me want to shake my butt. Hey, welcome to The Kim Show, starring Jane. Huh? I don't know. Stop that. They have all sorts of different styles, country and folk. So let's listen to Swamp Stomp, shall we? Here on the SOP Radio, bringing it to you live, it's Swamp Stomp. Welcome to Farms for Fun. I'm your host, JR. Today we're going to talk about how farms are fun. Right after I go milk a pig. Wait, I don't milk pigs. Yeehaw! All right. So there's country. Let's play a little more. Is there anything alternative and punk? All right. Eviction. Oh, wait, here's the one. Promade. It's labeled alternative and punk, and it's listed as angry. Right. Hello. When I was young, I picked my nose. I ate my boogers. Right. I don't know. Well, that's right. These are for podcasts, not singing. All right. Welcome to This Week in Cleveland Browns Football. You get the idea. And there's reggae, there's rock, there's ambient. This one's called Mr. Pink. Mr. Yeah, man. Welcome to Paradise Unleashed Podcast with your host, whatever. Right, okay. So there's reggae. Let's see what else we got here. Dance electronic. Now, is it just me? Or is all dance music starting to sound like video games? It's like... this one's called Club Step. Yeah. Ow. Wicca, wicca, wicca. All right. I would not use this. How about Magic Marker? Yeah, this is why I'm not a big dance fan. Did you hear that? That was Mike Russell going, "You don't rock dance!" Okay, here's dance angry music. So if I was angry and wanted to dance... Yeah, okay. One's called Dubstar. I wonder if that's an homage of dubstep. All right. Okay, so I think we get the idea. I could sit here and play with these all day. There are some of these that are somewhat stupid. Like, you can pick by instrument. So I'm going to pick electric guitar, being that I'm an electric guitar player. And where was the one that it had no guitar in it? So some of these not always exactly classified well. Here's one called Walking the Dog. It's... Yeah. Hey, it's the Binky and the Wiz Show. Coming at you live. All right. And these are 2.5 minutes long, 3 minutes long. Yes, this is happy. It's fun, happy music. Coming at you live. Okay, now I can't find the pause button. All right, so that's the good news. It's free music. The bad news is it's free music. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't know that I would use this for my opening. Because I'm pretty sure 8 months from now, somebody's going to go and they're going to play this track. And half the world's going to go, oh, listen, they're playing heavy. I like the riff, though. Okay, so that's the only bad news. Now, if you're on a I got a podcast for free budget, number one, just you got to find money to podcast. But if you're like, look, I got to have something. I have no budget. This would work. In the same way that garage band, that little Cancun kind of sounding thing. I hear that on every podcast. And so if you think about it, I'm going to go back to the day of Johnny Carson when I was growing up. And I remember, can I stay up and watch Johnny? I would ask my mom. And, of course, Johnny's was, right? As soon as you heard that music, it was like, ah, it's time for Johnny. It just, your whole body was like, yes. And you'd get in the mood. And so the problem is now, if everybody's got, you know, the same music, how is that going to work when all of a sudden you use Garage as your opening music? Oh, loving the riff, though. A little white stripey kind of thing. Right? So you hear that and you're like, oh, great. That's Jim's podcast. That's also Susie's podcast. And of course, Steve used it as well. And it's not like you can go to these people and go, excuse me, Steve, I'm using Garage Track for my podcast. If you could take that down, please. No, it's royalty free. Anybody can use it. So that's the good news. It's pretty cool music. Now, the other thing is you can download this and throw it into, I actually used it last week in some of my podcasts, and I'll use it going forward. I'm going to use it for transition music, so you'll be able to go, oh, listen, Dave's playing Garage again, or he's playing Mr. Pink or Magic Marker or Motocross, or, you know, here's one. This is supposed to be trumpet. This is always fun. Okay, here. The other thing that's cool, where is, they do have classical music. And they've got things like Handel's Messiah. I saw it in here, though. One of my favorite songs of all time, Mr. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. It just makes me weep when I hear this song. It just pulls at every core of me, of my being. Here we go. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to start weeping now. I love this tune. But you can see where this could set the mood. Hello, I'm Dave Jackson, and I'm here to talk about bandwidth. Do you have a bandwidth problem? So, right? See, I just love this tune. I always wanted to do this with like a major electric guitar, just screaming, shredding over the top of it. But I digress. So there is free music. That's the good news. The bad news is now I'm going to put this as a link. If you want to go there, go to youtube.com/audio library. Now, for whatever reason, I keep going to google.com/audio library. It is youtube.com/audio library. And you can download these tunes. The other thing I found out is they're encoded at 48, whatever it is, kilohertz, megahertz, whatever it is. And everything I do is at CD quality, which is 44.1. So you might have to like re-encode them, which is kind of a hassle in Adobe Audition. But it's one of those things where you just take it and you go, look here, it's 44.1. It'll kind of do this progress bar thing. And then you can use it in your project. But it's a great tool. Like I said, my personal opinion, I would not use this for your intro music. I wouldn't use it as your audio logo, to make a long story short. And if you're looking for an audio logo for your podcast, something that's going to get you a unique sound, and check out my buddy Mike Russell, who I just mentioned, who I believe he has a dance music streaming radio channel. You can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. Or if you're just looking for more, where can I find more music kind of stuff? We've got links over at the School of Podcasting. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/links, and you'll see there's links for songs. So if you're a music podcaster and you're looking for music that's legal to play in your show, there's that. We've also got things like this, production music, things of that nature. Just check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/links. Next up, my favorite part of the show. This is where I answer your podcasting questions. And this question literally came in as I was recording this. So I will answer Bud here via email. But it says, Dave, this is from Bud Vogtlin. Vogtlin, something of that nature. It says, Dave, do you know of any other voicemail services besides SpeakPipe? The issue I have with it is that it doesn't provide long enough recording time in a way that's cost effective for my needs. And I was like, huh? Because I went over for free. You can get 90 seconds. And I'm like, okay, Skype could work, but it won't help with those who don't use Skype. Even if I could find a plugin that would allow me to use an existing number through my computer or a voice service or very cheap one. Well, you can use my affiliate link, podcastvoicemail.com, and you can go in and have it set to just, instead of going to a phone, it just is, sends it right to voicemail. And with podcastvoicemail.com, you can actually have it limit the call to 10 minutes. And if somebody can't get to the point in 10 minutes, to me, 90 seconds is a long time, but you can send it to, you know, set the settings for 10 minutes. Now, the only kind of downside of podcastvoicemail.com is the quality of it is not great. And what I'm going to do here is 888-563-3228. And let's call myself, shall we? This is exciting radio, isn't it? Three rings, one more ring. And of course, you'll hear my smiling voice pick up. But what I'm going to show you here...
Hi, this is Dave Jackson. First of all, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And more importantly, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to call.
Okay, we get it. You're thankful.
Shortly, be sure to talk slowly and clearly. Don't forget to mention your website. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, shut up and let me leave the message. Okay, hey, Dave, this is me. I'm calling from a cell phone in Ohio, and I need to know, I need a free service that lets me record 10 minutes of free audio. Do you know of one? So I'll click on end, and I will actually get an email now shortly, and you'll hear that as much as I like podcast voicemail, the thing I really like about having a toll-free number is those people from across the pond can have a Skype number, and they can actually, if they have a Skype out number, call it, and it's still toll-free from the other side of the pond. That's the advantage of having a toll-free number. Now, in behind the scenes here, it's set to email it to me as an attachment. So I'm going to go over to my inbox, and it'll be coming up here shortly, and we'll listen to it together. And there it is. I'm going to hit play. It's downloading, and here's the message.
Okay, hey, Dave, this is me. I'm calling from a cell phone in Ohio, and I need to know, I need a free service that lets me record 10 minutes of free audio. Do you know of one? So I'll click on.
There we go. So not the best quality. If we compare that to the call from John earlier, who used SpeakPipe, right? Remember, John? Dance Music Revolution?
Hey, Dave. This is John Parker from the Dance Music Consultant Podcast.
Yeah, so if I had a choice between the two, I'm going with SpeakPipe. Now, their plans start, if you wanted up to 3 minutes, it is $7 a month. It's even less if you go yearly. So if we take 7 times 12, who's doing it in their head? Come on, you know it, 84. They'll give you a 15% discount. So if I times that by 0.15, I hit the wrong number. 84 times 0.15, I think it's like, they'll give you $12 off. So $12 minus 84 is $71.40 for the year, which means you're actually paying $5.95 a month. So you can do it month by month. Now, if that's too much, I do talk a lot about podcastvoicemail.com. Now, this is basically a company called Call 8. Podcastvoicemail.com is just my affiliate link. And you can go in there and you can record, you can set your number. Instead of going to a phone, just go to voicemail and you can have it record up to 10 minutes. Now, it's $2 a month and 6 cents a minute. So at 6 cents a minute, 0.06. Let's say somebody calls in for 10 minutes, of course. That's going to be a whopping 60 cents a phone call, plus the $2. So that is a little more affordable than SpeakPipe. Now, the nice thing about having a toll-free number is that can follow you around. So when I do my live podcast on Saturdays, instead of giving them my actual number, which is 845-262-2401, I give them the 888-563-3228. It only costs me 6 cents a minute. And that way, if they call and I'm not live, I will then get their voicemail, which I can then use on the show. So I like that. I like it better than Google Voice. Google Voice would be the free one. Voice.google.com. But here's the bad news. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Google likes to shut things down that don't earn money. So you could very well have 15, 16 episodes out of your Google Voice, and then guess what? They shut it down. Now, they've said they're not going to do that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't trust Google at this point. I really, really don't. I don't think they're evil. I just understand that making money is their main objective. Why not? So I wouldn't use a Google Voice number. I would use the podcastvoicemail.com. But if you absolutely have to go free, there's Google Voice. There's also K7.net. I mentioned this as well. You have to have a call every 30 days or you use that number. So you have to call yourself if you haven't got a call. So those are two free options. But like I said, the quality, ugh, I definitely like SpeakPipe much better than that. Next up, we have a question from Jeff from 200churches.com.
Good morning, Dave Jackson at the School of Podcasting. This is Jeff Cady. I have a podcast at 200churches.com. It's first thing in the morning, Dave, so pardon my frog voice. I know.
It's the best way to get the radio voice. Make your first voice of the day, your first words of the day into a microphone.
Never record a podcast before noon. I don't know if that's the way you do it, or maybe you've got lemon juice that you drink or whatever. Hey, I don't want to take too much of your time. Listen, I just got a quick question for you. When we record an episode and we include, we bring somebody in on Skype, I run a feed out of my PC laptop into a Yamaha MG-102C mixer, and I put it into the 910 input. I don't know the terminology, Dave. I'm sorry, but they're red and white. You know,
that's called an RCA jack, and that's fine. I didn't know that. It just that's I'm with this. The little round thingies that you plug in.
Wire that plug in. And what happens is it works out really well. The only thing is we get some kind of this low-level hiss, or not really a hum, and it's not really feedback. It's just this hiss that comes through when the person that we have Skyped in is not talking. So if Johnny or I, we do this podcast together, if we're talking and they're not talking, there's kind of this there's kind of this low-level hiss, and what I've realized is when I have them on Skype and they're on Skype, it's worse. If I use my Skype account to call their phone, then it's not near as bad. In fact, it's almost, you can't tell it's there, but I can tell because it is there. I'm just wondering, I have no idea what to do about it. I've got all these buttons and knobs, and maybe you could direct me to a link where that's talked about. I've searched for it online. I haven't found a solution to it yet. But it's feedback when I'm Skyping somebody into our podcast episode. I'm recording it. I've got a Tascam DR07 voice recorder here. Everything works great. It's just that when they stop talking, and it kind of builds, it kind of gets louder and louder until they say something, and then it all just, it disappears. It cuts right out, and then it sounds great. So if you've got an answer for me, I'd love to know. It's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at 200churches.com, 200churches.com. And our podcast is for pastors of smaller churches to encourage, inspire, and affirm them. So that's it, Dave. I really enjoy your podcast. Learned a lot from it. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. And here is the thing. We actually talked about this Saturday. So if you were listening Saturday, I apologize for the repeat. If you go into Skype and when you're on the call with somebody, at the top of the Skype screen, you'll have a menu. One of it says call. You click on that. You go to audio settings. And what Skype is trying to do is make your sound quality level. So if you get quiet, it boosts your volume. If you get loud, it turns you down. Well, the problem is if your guest has this turned on and they quit talking completely, Skype goes, man, they got really, really quiet, and they turn it up really, really, really loud. Well, there's nothing to amplify, so you get what I call the ocean effect. So you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, whoosh, and then they talk, and it goes, shoo, because they're like, oh, wow, we got really, really loud. Turn it down, turn it down, turn it down. So that is the setting for that. Call the person, have them go in to the call menu. So just tell them to go right above your head in the call. Click on the call menu, go down to audio settings, and choose to uncheck the automatically adjust my volume. Now, I've also heard, if somebody on a Mac, Mr., if that's you, go in and verify you can do this on a Mac. I know Mike Phillips from Computers, the number two, no, so KNOW.com, was on the call Saturday, and he was saying he wasn't sure you could do that on a Mac. So if somebody on a Mac wants to verify that, and call back in. Of course, it's 888-563-3228, or just use the SpeakPipe button out at the website. And since Jeff was talking about his groggy voice, this is from the third episode of the School of Podcasting. It's from October 23rd, 2005. You ready for this?
Hello, everyone. I thought I'd show you guys a... You know, you've heard of David Letterman's stupid human tricks. Well, this is a stupid human trick. I'm not forcing my voice this low, but if you wanted a cool, deep voice, there's an easy way to do it. I just rolled out of bed. These are the first words I'm saying today, which is a really weird way to start off the morning, but it does. I mean, this is, if I wanted to force my voice low, I could, Luke, I am your father. So there, you know, if you don't like your speaking voice, one of the ways you can get your voice deeper without really sounding it forced is to simply broadcast in the morning. Now, of course, the longer I talk, the more my voice will wake up or whatever it does with your vocal cords. It'll come back to normal. But I wanted to just record a couple of sentences here. I'm going to go get something to drink, get the morning coffee, let the dog out, that whole nine yards. But it's a stupid podcaster trick. And another point about, the DJ voice guy. You know, a lot of people think you have to talk in a cool DJ voice. There is a reason why people like podcasting so much is because it doesn't sound like the radio. You know, it's real. It's like I'm sitting here talking to you. And, I just said that. And nobody would do that on real radio. They're used to just letting silence go. But so today's stupid human trick in podcasting... Broadcast right out of bed. Have your show notes ready to go and just hit record as soon as you get out of bed. But there is one thing. I have to pee really bad.
Memories. This had Jeff.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, I'm all out of my rhythm now. And I can't even talk. I'm all out of my rhythm now.
Okay, enough of that. Memories.
The School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
How did I think that guy was good? Another question I thought I would answer here. This is actually from everybody. I get this. It's a general podcast consulting kind of question. That is, do I need a mixer? Because we all get really worried when we see a mixer. We're like, oh my goodness, look at all the knobs. Well, first of all, you're only going to use about 6 of the 50 knobs on a mixer. And so what is a mixer? It allows you to plug multiple microphones in or multiple devices. You could have your phone, you could have a laptop plugged into it. And you adjust, hence mix, the volume levels so that they're all equal. So let's think about this. And the key here is, do I need, as in can I do it without this? If I'm a solo podcaster and I'm just recording me, no, you don't need a mixer. You could get the ATR 2100 microphone, and you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/2100. Plug it directly into your computer. Not my recommended way. I like using a portable recorder, but you could go directly to your computer. Record your voice, mix in your audio, your intro and outro music later, and be done. You don't need a mixer. Now, what does a mixer do in a case of that scenario? What am I missing? Well, I can do things. I've mentioned this before. I can turn up the bass here on my vocal. I can make it more clear. It's so very clear. It's hard on my ears, and I can make me sound real nasally. Hello? Yes? Can I help you, please? Right? So you can tune your voice with a mixer, but you can do that later in software if you want. So I don't need a mixer if I'm a solo podcaster. All right. What if I'm a solo podcaster and I'm calling people on Skype? Do I need a mixer? Answer, no. I can use that same microphone, connect it via USB, and use something like Call Recorder for the Mac. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/call recorder or PowerGramo on the PC. Again, my preferred method is a portable recorder. And you could plug a cable out of the microphone into your portable recorder and then plug your headphones into it and hit record. Or you could record it with software. Again, not my preferred method of recording with software. I actually do that, but I do it as a backup. But in that case, because my co-host is via Skype, I don't need to mix his audio. I can do that via software. I can do that in Skype. So no, I don't need a mixer. What if I'm doing a podcast with multiple hosts on Skype? Nope, don't need a mixer. Because the only time you need a mixer is when you are plugging multiple devices in live. Now, what if you are doing a podcast with somebody on Skype and you want to record everything at once? You don't want to mix the music in later. Then you need a mixer. Because you could plug your laptop in, you could plug your iPod, your iPad in, something to play the sound effects live and mix that in. To which I say, you can also, again, do it post without the mixer. So you don't need the mixer. It's only if you're going to mix them in live. To which point I would say, maybe you don't need to go live. Now, when you definitely need a mixer is when you have more than one person in the same room. Can't get away from them. I had somebody email me in. We talked about this on the Ask the Podcast Coach show. And, you know, can I just point the microphone at different people? You can. I call that the Bob Barker approach from The Price is Right. And you can get away with it. You'll probably have some handling noise. Let me turn on the 2100 here. And if I move this around now. So here's person number one. You know, here, you. Eh, maybe a little noise. But it's pretty good. Ray Ortega from the podcastersstudio.com and podcastersroundtable.com right now just moved and his studio isn't set up. So he's holding the mic and it seems to be working fine. But if you have two people in the same room, you need a mixer. Definitely. If you have multiple people, three, four, five people in a room, you need it. So when do you need a mixer? If you're mixing in sounds live, and that would go also if you're a solo podcaster. So anytime you're mixing in sound live, or if you have a person in the room with you and you're recording, even if you're going to mix the music in later with those people, because you're mixing two volumes, in this case of two people at the same time, you need a mixer. But there are a number of cases where you don't. So if you're not sure about that, again, I'll have links to this out in the show notes. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/376. I'll explain that again in print. Or you can just email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. So that's going to do it for this episode. I realize it's kind of a shorter show today. I want to thank you for tuning in and remind you that, hey, look at the calendar. That's right. It's less than a month away. The next podcast group coaching class starts November 2nd. Go over to howtopodcast.com. You can sign up and you'll be podcasting in 2014. Now, if you want to start right now, you can do that as well. Go over, sign up for the School of Podcasting. We got self-paced, step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through. Some people go, what's the difference between the two? One is self-paced. One is every Saturday for 6 weeks, for 2 weeks, for 2 hours. And of course, if you want the fastest, you can sign me up, one-on-one consulting. It's all available over there at schoolofpodcasting.com. Since you made it to the end, if you want to sign up for the self-paced School of Podcasting, go there. When you click on Join Now, the button's right there in the upper right-hand corner. Click, enter the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that will get you a discount on your first month. Speaking of discounts, if you're signing up at Libsyn, this is a lot of fun. I'm seeing what people are typing in, trying to find the word Libsyn. It's LIBSYN.com is the website. That's who I recommend for hosting. And if you sign up over there and use the coupon code SOPFREE at LIBSYN.com, suddenly it's turned into a spelling bee here. Or Old McDonald, take your pick. Libsyn.com will give you a free month over there. Speaking of coupons, if you go over to HostGator.com, use the coupon code PODCASTCOACH, all one word, you can get 25% off your hosting over there. So again, signing up at the School of Podcasting, though, that's the biggie. Use the coupon code LISTENER. It's my way of saying thank you when you sign up off of your first month. So thank you so much for tuning in. And again, don't forget, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards, and I will show you how to vote for me. Deeply, deeply appreciated. And we'll see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you on the inside. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care, everybody. God bless. I want to talk about how I said at the beginning of the show, how you can dip your toe into the podcasting water without even buying a podcast. Without even buying a podcast. Seriously? Oh, such a... I hate myself.
I was making radio shows for fun. If everybody does it, at least everybody I know... Shut up!